Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. All right, this is the third in our Cuff and Collar series. All right, we are going to talk about all the ways we can use cuffs and collars to stop being a spaz. Or, you know, to ground. I can soften the language if you like, right? Which is to ground, to be connected, to surrender, to feel safe, to trust. These are all of the things, but ultimately it's to help you stop being a spaz. All right. So first we're going to start with how we can use how when you're in a DS relationship, so you have a dominant and your subby, and how you can take your current cuffs and collar to help you drop in, help you ground, help you drop into it. You remember that place of being in subspace, and how you can do that even when your dominant isn't around, isn't available, is at work, is busy with life, is traveling. You know, you can't always to get your fix and need to calm down and chill out and stop being a spaz and just feel grounded. It can feel very, and you can feel very disconnected, because, you know, sometimes it's not just the level of intimacy, but it's also that emotional support that happens with your nervous system when you drop in to submission. Okay. So it's like there's more than that's at play here than just having a good time and getting sexually gratified. There's like a deeper emotional stabilizer that's going on. And so what you can do, and what I often do, and have also my subbies who can't see me all the time or is away from me, or and that this is very powerful. It helps them drop back in and feel that power of I'm safe, I can surrender, I can let go, I can trust. Because often out in the world, especially if you happen to be somebody who's large and in charge, and your job is to be dominant, and your job is, you know, in your world, you're in charge of everything, which makes you really great at that, can be not so good on your emotional, mental well-being if you're in that state for all the time, okay? Which is why we need like downtime. And there's different ways that we can get downtime. Grounding, meditating, yoga, extreme exercise, you know, BDSM sessions, letting go of control. And so that helps to kind of reset our nervous system. Because when you're large and in charge all the time, it means you are hypervigilantly aware all the time. That's part of what makes you a good leader, is that you can see everything that's going on. You can foresee problems. You're herding cats. You're on. And your brain is on and your body's on and your nervous system is on. And so it's very, very, very important for your mental, emotional well-being so that you don't get burnt out, to find ways to decompress and to calm the fuck down and to ground and to surrender and to let go. Okay. So if BDSM happens to be one of those things that really work well for you, then it's already imprinted. You've already imprinted it with the cuffs and collar. So have your cuffs and collar, put your cuffs and collar on when, even when you're not with your dom. If you're finding that you are needing more than when it's, you know, maybe it's not appropriate in your life or you can't find space, but, you know, you can always put your cuffs and your collar on, you know, even your cuffs on while you're driving so that you're like, okay, whew, I'm zen, I'm calm, it's great. So say, find places that you can do that. Plus and the reason why it's so powerful, because it's already been programmed. There's already programming, pre-existing program. You don't have to start from scratch. Learning to meditate, by the way, is a lifetime to get to this state that we're talking about of subspace and surrender and trust and a lot of stuff going on. To learn to quiet your mind is a practice. So you've already gotten there and you've already, you know, if you're exploring BDSM and you're a subbie and you've managed to find that space of being in subspace and being calm and being zen, and you know what I'm talking about. And you do that and you're able to do that because you feel safe because your dom, you feel safe with your dom and your dom's going to create a safe environment and it's going to allow you to let go and you trust your dom to take care of you and all these things, then it's already imprinted. It's already rewired. It's wired. So let's use it. If you're feeling very disconnected and discombobulated, all you have to do is put your cuffs on. Take a breath. Remember what it feels like when you're Dom puts them on. Ha. You only need a couple minutes of that. Or you can have it all day if it works out in your world. Great. Do that. Okay? So, very powerful. 'Cause it's already imprinted. Now, when we have trauma, it may be really hard to feel safe, which is why I'm a big component of the power of BDSM with the right dom, to hold space for you to learn that it's safe to surrender and it's safe to let go of control and it's safe to turn off your brain and it's safe to not be making a master plan and it's safe and that you can just be. And that in itself can be a long journey of rewiring. I know because I'm going through that right now. So having sometimes you may not have a dom. Whether it's because of circumstances, life, relationship dynamics, it doesn't work. Your relationship with your particular dom ended. Something went on that you no longer have a dom, or it's really not in your nature to have that kind of a relationship. But every once in a while, you're like, okay, I need to go and hire, say, me. Go to Empress. Go have some Empress will help me surrender, help me let go. She'll help me drop in. And because I, you know, feel safe with her, because there's an element of that she creates this beautiful, safe containment space for me. And that I know that she's got it and that I don't need to get it. And so I can let go. And in that case, and I've had many clients over the years, especially from a trauma place, and especially like really high functioning, intense control freaks. And that comes out of fear, and created out of necessity of childhood, and life. And so I have, my background, besides, helping the world be a sexier place, is trauma healing. So I will do a beautiful ritual with my subbies. They're not really subbies. They're people who are ready to learning to surrender and learning to feel safe and learning to let go of control. And we do this beautiful ceremony of that I'm just the vessel to create this safe space. I'm not creating it, so it's not attached specifically to me, so that the then they it's theirs. Okay, I'm just helping to facilitate it. And we'll do a beautiful ritual of with the cuffs and collar. Okay, so when the cuffs come on, when the collar comes on, we'll anchor in that this is what it feels like to feel safe and that it's still and it's quiet. And this takes, depending on what level of trauma we're talking about and experience in the world, this could take one session in the dungeon. This could take 5, 10 years in the dungeon. All depends on where people are at. Okay. But anyways, there's the first thing once we've established that it's safe and that it's okay to let go and you can find your voice and you feel powerful and it's safe again, safe, safe, safe. Once there's that we've established and we've healed whatever enough that if you can say, yes, I will surrender, then we do this beautiful ritual and we anchor in that your cuffs, especially your cuffs, are the vehicle to help you remember to bring you back to this feeling that you have right now, which is zen, safe, loved, taken care of, protected. And that feeling is embodied in those cuffs. And then what happens is that those beautiful clients that have we've done this beautiful work with, every time they feel unregulated, they feel overwhelmed, they feel unsafe, they're running around like a chicken with their head cut off, they're not being able to ground and just shut off their brain, and they're not sleeping, and all of those things start to happen, and they're, start to be uber controlling. And we all have different things that we control. Some of it is our stuff, some of it is our food, some of it's our surroundings, some of it sometimes it's to people, it's relationships. Anyway, so when we start to go into those old patterns of and which make us don't actually feel safe, but perceive that we feel safe, and we go into those control states, then we can be like, oh, right, okay. Where are my cuffs? Where are my surrender cuffs or safety cuffs or trust cuffs, whatever language, depending on who I'm working with. And then they can put those cuffs on. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. It's like, it's Pavlovian, right? It's like we program our brain, we create neural pathways. There's a whole bunch of science stuff, neuroscience going on behind all this, by the way. So we put the cuffs on, and because it's anchored into us that these cuffs represent safety or trust or breathing or zen or whatever it is that we've anchored in there, that as soon as you put them on, it helps us connect, and it helps us connect to that place of safety. It's surrender, trust, zen, whatever we've anchored in there immediately. And you can be like, ah, oh, a couple deep breaths. All right. I'm not running around with the head. I'm not crazy, out of control, not stabilized, can't self-regulate. I am regulated again. And all of that is like what we talked about, how, you know, if you have a dom, you can anchor that in. But sometimes it's not about having your dom. And what happens if your dom is having their own, they're human and they got their own shit going on and they're not able to drop in to hold that space for you right now because they got their own stuff going on. So it's important sometimes to have this as another option so that you can, again, get those needs met, whether you have a dom, you don't have a dom, or your dom isn't available at this moment when you really need some self-regulation, when you need some regulating, emotional stabilizing. So if you're like, oh, that sounds lovely. Right? Sounds lovely. That's what these are for. When I'm getting out of control, you know, I've forgotten how to be like home. Be the stick in the river of life. put these on and all immediately. As soon as I put these, I was like, oh, I can feel my whole nervous system drops in. My whole being drops in. So it's really beautiful and really powerful. And you can do that again if we can't do that with cuffs because it may not be in your life appropriate for you to be walking around with a pair of leather cuffs on. Then we can anchor something else in that does the same thing. Some other kind of jewelry. This is where that day jewelry comes in. So we could anchor that with some day jewelry as well so that you can wear it all the time and that it can help you remind you. Okay. So if you're like that, I really need that, call me. Call me. Send me a message. We can get you set up. We can get you all hooked in. And then, you know, often the clients that I have that I have done this work with, they pro usually only kind of need to come see me is from like a need perspective, not necessarily a want perspective, but they usually only need to come see me like once a year just to kind of like re-anchor some of that in. And so, you know, then off they go and they have this beautiful skill and they have this beautiful tool. And so I highly recommend it. I highly, 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 in case you haven't figured it, highly recommend it. It's very powerful. Okay. So until next time, stay curious, do some breathing, try to stay zen. And if you can't, call me and we'll figure out how to get you there. Okay. Mwah. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. It's Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.